Everybody could please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you, Len. Could you do the roll call?
Gentlemen, start your engines. Oh, I'm sorry.
Trustee Dye.
Present.
Trustee Freckleton?
Yeah.
Trustee Holness?
Yeah.
Trustee Howard?
Here.
Trustee Quiatek is absent. Trustee Lloyd?
Here.
And Trustee Labai?
Here.
Any public participation today?
No requests.
Great, thank you. And with that, we'll start with the first item, the public hearing for college policies.
Good afternoon. Policy 5.08 is being presented for its first reading. 5.08 relates in part to the contracting authority of a dollar threshold amounts, which the President, Dr. Labasso, may sign without board approval. This new language will allow the President, Dr. Labasso, to sign agreements with amount of $195,000 without your board approval. Currently, the language reflects certain agreements with a value of $35,000 would require your approval, but as stated, this new language would allow those agreements with a value of $195,000 to be signed by Dr. Labasso without your approval.
And just a comment, I think it's good for the record, that is the level specified in Florida statutes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Consent agenda. Any item that somebody wants to remove or recuse themselves from? Excellent. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda passes. Dr. Labasso, over to you.
Go Betty.
So if those of you are not aware, Trustee Holness has served our Board of Trustees for many years, and this will be her last month as she has decided to retire from service and has done just an amazing, amazing job here at the college. And with that, I have a resolution of appreciation I'd like to read into the minutes. So Daytona State College resolution of appreciation. Whereas Betty J. Holness has been a valued and trusted member of the Daytona State College District Board of Trustees since 2011. And whereas she has served with distinction and integrity as a trusted representative of the board and as vice chairperson since August of 2019. Whereas she has been a longtime friend and advocate of Daytona State College and the Volusia Flagler County area, recognized for her integrity and contributions to the college, the community, and the state in general. And whereas, through her work on the District Board of Trustees, her involvement with the Association of Community College Trustees, including serving on the ACCT's Member Communication and Education Committee, Diversity Committee, and Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Board, she has championed access to education for everyone. And whereas, under her leadership, Daytona State College has expanded opportunities for students with world-class facilities such as a soccer stadium, the classroom building at Flagler Palm Coast Campus, the L. Gale Lemeron Student Center, and the Student Residence Hall. And whereas she has supported the mission of the college to provide access and emphasize academic success for all students. And whereas she has supported access to an expansion of bachelor degrees in engineering technology, nursing, information technology, accounting, and most recently, cardiopulmonary sciences. And whereas she has committed to safeguard the affordability of a college education in Florida with a commitment to preserve the integrity of the state's 2+2 system, and whereas she will forever be a lifelong friend of Daytona State College and the Florida college system. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this resolution of appreciation for Betty J. Holness be read into the official minutes of the May 11th, 2023 meeting of the Daytona State College District Board of Trustees, and that a signed copy of this document be presented at this time.
Yeah.
This was a hard decision to make for me, but I just want to thank all of you. This is such a wonderful institution. We are just so blessed to have Tom as our leader. He's visionary. He listens. And I look at the growth of this college since I've been here since 2011. The faculty, as you know, I'm always asking students, where do you go to college? And they tell me Daytona State. And to see their faces when they light up and talk about their professors, it warms my heart. They appreciate you. I appreciate you. And my trustee members, I've been blessed to get to know each of you, which we might not have our paths might not have crossed had it not been for this board. We all love this college. I know we are drum majors. We're always talking about this. Everyone, I think, recognizes and appreciates Daytona State. We bring so much value. We talked about keeping education affordable, and for some reason, Tom, the staff, you've always managed to keep it down so that our students could afford to come here. So many places weren't able to do that. It is, as I look around the room, I remember all your faces, and I will thank you for that friendship. Again, I thank you for the hard work. We learned with COVID what we were able to do, what needed to be changed, and we're constantly tweaking. And this was such a hard decision to make. But as I told Tom, even though I'm not on the board, I'm still here. And you know that I will always be a supporter of this college. And if you need me, I'm a phone call away. Again, I thank each of you for your leadership. I thank you for your friendship. I thank you for all that you've done and that you continue to do for this college. And before I start crying, I'm just going to sit down and again say thank you. It's been a blessing. I've been blessed to have the opportunity to represent this college. And as Tom knows, when I go to ACCT meeting, everyone knows Daytona State. They say, there's Betty. She's going to start talking about the college. Mm-hmm. So everybody knows about our university because I just appreciate and value so much. And we are a hidden jewel that I think the community is beginning to recognize and find. Thank you again so much.
Thank you, Betty, so much for your service and your friendship. And you are the one trustee that always would ask me if I was taking any time off and making me do that, so thank you. It's been a lot happening since last meeting. You might have seen that U.S. News and World Report put Florida ranked number one in higher education, so we're thrilled to be part of that. Our legislative session has concluded very positively for us. If you remember, we approved four projects. Happy to say all four projects have been funded. And just to recap, the Law Enforcement and Emergency Services Center, which was about a $4.8 million request, has been funded. The Pedestrian Vehicle Safety and Gary Lubai Amphitheater Improvements for $3.3 million was approved. That's right, yeah.
Sponsorships available.
The modernization of our auto collision program at the ATC was approved for $550,000, and our database security protection and monitor system for $650,000 was approved. So we did extremely well, and the state, the governor and the legislature appropriated $100 million to the system. So it's a good good, not only a good day to be a Falcon, it's a good day to be in the Florida college system. So I want to thank you. It's got to get through the governor's office yet, but hopefully we'll do well there as well. Okay, we had a collaboration council with Flagler County Schools. Always meet with them regularly, as well as Volusia County, have good productive meetings. Had a great Blue and Gold Athletic Award meeting banquet at Embry-Riddle that we attended. State Board of Education on the 19th approved our 13th bachelor's degree in cardiopulmonary science. So we are on our way, slated to start in August with our first class. So we are excited about that. We had a great Lemron Entrepreneurial Speaker Series. We had Adam Barringer, who is the owner of SoNapa, former mayor of New Smyrna Beach, who presented at the series. Had a great, against the time of the years of awards, we had a great athletic award banquet, great Palm Coast Songwriters Festival, and then on Sunday, we had our Cork Fork beer and wine event on Sunday. And Betty, thank you for attending, and Kelly attended as well. And I think we had 380 some odd people attend, if not more. So it was a great event. And we'll be graduating our first Daytona Beach Police Department law enforcement cohort. We have created a special cohort for that department, and they will be graduating here soon, class number one, tonight. That's right, that's on my calendar, isn't it? Okay. So that's my general update, and if I may, we'll move to the next item. Okay, through our process of coming up with our next strategic plan, we had reviewed our vision and mission statement, and through various workshops and a variety of constituents, including the board, we would like to present to you our new vision and mission statement, which we would like to have approved.
Yeah. So moved. Got a second?
Second.
Any questions or discussion? I'll just say as a point of order that it's fitting that this shows up on Betty's last meeting.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
Since the day I arrived, Betty has always reminded, I think, us, me, and the group to remember our mission and always look at it when we were thinking about items. And we couldn't have timed this better, Betty, that we had this in your honor, so to speak. So yeah. But with that, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes.
Great. Thank you. All right. And that concludes my report.
Great. Thank you, Tom. On to finance. Ready?
Good afternoon. Before I get started, I just wanted to personally thank Betty for her years of service. You've been such a big advocate on the board and a steward of the college, and I just appreciate everything you've done for the college, you know, not only here in the community, up in Tallahassee, and you're just very much appreciated, and I could always count on Betty to tick and tie my financial reports, bring up some good questions, and really dig into the numbers. So as a former auditor and accountant, I can just appreciate the attention to detail. So we're going to miss you, Betty. Okay. So this is the financial report for the period ending April 30th, 2023. We're now 10/12, or just over 83% of the way through the fiscal year with 2 months to go. So taking a look at our revenue from a budget to actual standpoint, we've now collected $26.6 million, or 97% of our tuition and fee revenue, $45.5 million, or 80% of our state revenues, $4.7 million, or 69% of our other revenue sources, $2.7 million, 100% of our board-approved transfers for the year, and in total, we've now collected $79.5 million, or 85% of our operational budget, which is at $93.7 million. Flipping over to the expense side, we've now expended 75% of our personnel budget, which is $52.8 million. We've obligated $16.7 million, or 81% of our current expense budget. Of that, $14.2 million of actual expenditures and still $2.5 million of encumbrances. We've obligated $1.9 million, or 67% of our capital outlay budget. Of that, $1.4 million has been expended, and an additional $500,000 is still encumbered. So in total, we've now obligated $71.4 million of our total budget. That's 76%. As I said, we're about 83% through the fiscal year, so we're spending under kind of under budget, which is a good trend. Very bottom number there. You peel away the encumbrances, and we've actually expended, true expenditures are at $68.4 million, or 73% of our budget. Okay, this is our snapshot of our operating fund balance. Started the year with $18.4 million, roughly. Of that, our 5% state required reserve is the $5.1 million, board designated $2.4 million, unallocated reserves of $9.7 million, and we had year-end encumbrances from last year and rollovers of $1.1 million. So the net projected fund balance through April 30th is the $20.2 million, or 20%. This slide shows our revenue, budget to actual, year over year. As you can see, we've collected in total 85% of our overall budget. At the same point in time last year, we were at 83% of revenue collected. And here's our three-year analysis of tuition and fee revenue. You can see Dr. DeAquino touched on this in in the workshop. You know, things are trending in the right direction. Certainly this year we're up some, and heading into the summer and next fall, we are trending slightly up as well, which is a good sign. So through April, we've now collected in total tuition and all fees, $26.5 million. And you can see that's up from the prior year and the year before. Okay, moving over to the expenses, budget versus actual, year over year. We've expended 75% of our personnel budget this year versus 73% at the same point last year. We've obligated 81% of our current expense budget this year versus 82% last year, and 67% on our capital outlay budget this year versus 77% last year. So all in all, fairly consistent. Okay, moving over to our Fund 7 Capital Project Fund. This slide, you know, I know it's kind of busy, but it does show all of the funding sources within Fund 7, you know, whether it's capital improvement fees, board designated reserves, a little bit of our SunTrust loan money that we hope to get fully expended this fiscal year, PICO, and state revenues. And to summarize that busy slide is this one here. We've started the year with $49.9 million roughly in Fund 7, received $7.7 million in a cash and appropriations. We've expended or obligated $26.9 million. Of that, $17.5 million roughly has been spent, and about $9.4 million encumbered still. So as of April 30th, we've got a fund balance of roughly $30.7 million in Fund 7, with roughly $9.5 million committed, and the rest of it, $21.3 million roughly uncommitted and available for future projects. So speaking of projects, we highlight all of our major projects that are over $100,000, which is our threshold. Most of these, there's 15 currently in progress at an estimated total cost of $34.1 million. All of these projects but one were on here last board meeting, and the one new project is the chiller plant upgrades for the chiller plant on the Daytona campus. So that one is starting in the architectural phase, and we just put that one on with an expected completion date of next May. And we do have one completed project of the major projects. Anytime one gets completed throughout the fiscal year, we add it to add an additional slide. That was the master site plan that finished in April. Okay, so that concludes the financial report. Next up would be the informational item for any payments over $50,000 for the month of April. And list is there, nothing unusual. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Questions?
Thank you, Marty.
On to facilities.
Good afternoon, everyone. Two items for your consideration today. The first one is another project that you'll see on the completed project list next month, which is our News Journal Center roof that was damaged in Hurricane Ian. It was a pretty large chunk of the roof that got damaged, and it's taken us a while to go up there and get everything finalized, but I'm glad to report we're asking for your approval to make the final payment to the contractor for that one.
So moved.
Second. Questions or discussion?
What was the total of the...
I believe it was $1.2 million for that project. We have another one, too, that you approved that we're almost finished. I think next month we'll be coming to you, which is our health science building here on this campus, which was also heavily damaged. That one's almost done as well. A little over $1 million for that one.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Okay, and our next item, we are working on getting the architect for our welding lab that will be in Building 1 in Deltona. And the idea for this one is that when nursing moves out and goes into our brand new building in Deltona, that space will then be reorganized for welding. And we want that to happen as soon as that building is finished. So to do that, we're working on getting the architect for that one. We had 7 architects respond to our RFQ, which is pretty good at this time. We had 3 shortlisted firms. Schinkel Schultz, which is the architect for Deltona Building 2. We had Rhodes Brito, and we also had Spiesel Architects. All 3 of them were very well qualified. It was hard picking one, but the number one ended up by only a few points being Spiesel Architectural Group. They were the ones that just completed the master plan for us. This is their first architectural project. So we need your approval to move forward with that number one into negotiations.
Move approval.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
I'd like to also just recognize Chris is going to be leaving us, going to the University of North Florida, but I wanted to thank you, Chris, for all the work you've done in your 7 years with us, and we wish you the best. Okay.
Amy. Amy, your choice. We can do each of the course revisions alone, or you can do them all together, whichever you think's easiest.
Probably easiest to do them together, so if that's all right with you, I will.
That works great.
Let me just add my thanks to Trustee Holness, especially because she has always been so complimentary of faculty, and we all appreciate that, and we will miss you. I have 4 items for your approval. The first is a major program and course revision for the AS and AS certificates of broadcast television production. It is no change to the total course credits. It's just moving some lab hours into lecture. Makes a little bit more efficient use of class time. The second item is a change for our Industrial Management Technology AS degree. This is the degree by which students that have gotten a vocational certificate, say plumbing, cosmetology, etc., can move on to the credit side and get an AS degree. And it's through a course that assigns college credit for those different types of vocational programs. Like several other colleges, we want to change that course to be variable credit, so we give a little bit more if they've been in a longer program. We think that's a good deal for the students and in line with what other schools are using. Also changing the name of the program to Operations Management Technology, which is a little more appealing. We have a lot of students from cosmetology that go into it, and industrial doesn't sound quite right, but it's really the same thing, so we are going to change it to Operations Management. The third item is a course revision for our paramedic AS certificate program. This is just it looks complicated. It's really not. It's just changing around some hours between didactic and skills and adding a few on the didactic side that we needed to add. It's a small adjustment in course names as well. They were a little bit confusing, but the program length will remain the same. And the last item of these four is changes in credit hours. Switching a four credit in the respiratory care program, it switches a 4 to a 3 and a 3 to a 4. So again, no changes in the course length, but it allows us to move some more credits into major semesters, making the entire program one semester shorter in length, which we think will appeal to students, but same credit length. And those are our four requests.
Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Questions or discussion on any of them? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you. And then we have an information item. It is our summer list of textbooks and their costs. We have listed retail, new and used, rental, new and used, digital and digital. On some of them, you'll see something called Cengage subscription, which is a way for students to buy a subscription and get them even cheaper. So that's an option we've had for a little while. This thing is getting a little bit complicated, but I wanted to include that information on there. I'll be glad to take any questions.
No questions, just a thank you. I was telling Tom, we appreciate how you've worked hard to keep the price of the textbooks down for our students to keep it affordable. And I know it's not easy, but it's greatly appreciated.
The faculty groups have really come together and done a lot of work on that, and I appreciate your recognition of that effort. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Constituent heads.
All right, very good. Yes, I think on the textbooks, it's been, the faculty have been great and just really looking out for the best options for students, and they really have taken that seriously and trying to make it affordable for our students. So shout out to the faculty for working on that continuously. All right, Administrative Council, we have Alicia Alexander. I saw her. There she is.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you. I'm not going to mess with it. I'll let you do it. Thank you. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for having me. The Admin Council is gearing up for nominations for our elections for the 2023-24 officers. The nomination committee is going to be meeting on Monday to get everything organized so we can start the voting process. We also will have our last meeting of the year, I believe it's June 16th, where we'll be closing out the year, also kind of pre-planning for the next year, and also announcing our new officers. We also have a tentative professional development item, and then we won't probably meet again until the start of the semester. So that's all I have for the council. Also wanted to thank Trustee Holness for her leadership being on the board. I've been with Daytona State for almost 7 years now, and the whole time it's been a pleasure just watching you, kind of like in the background, watching you work and lead. And so I just wanted to share that with you, that even though you are always championing the college, but just know that you're also putting an impression on us too. So thank you so much. Thank you. All right, y'all, thank you.
Well, Alicia, before you skip away, any updates on SACS that you'd like to share?
Okay.
Not to put you on the spot or anything.
Not to put you on the spot there, but it's only a little thing we're doing right now.
I didn't know if we were doing that. So in my working life, I'm the SACS COC liaison, and this year we're going through our reaffirmation. We submitted our compliance report in March, and we received a response back on our report last week, and they came back with three recommendations.
Wow, that's great.
That's good.
So, very small, yes. I want to make that clear that the three recommendations are really points of clarity and not points of issues with anything foundational with the college. So I will not complain. I will just send them more documents. And, yeah, we should have a great on-site visit in September.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but the process is they send us these. We have opportunity to clarify so that ultimately by the time they come, they could be fine and we'd have no recommendations if we are able to address those three issues.
Exactly, yes. They do give us a chance to respond. Mm-hmm. And so I'm already drafting that.
Yes. Well, thank you for just a tremendous job.
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
All righty. For Career Employees Association, we're going to have John Penny. We don't see John Penny. All right. I'm going to mix things up here a little bit. We're going to go with professional counsel, Billy Joe Dunaway.
I think you can do that.
Yeah. Hey, that's it. I'm done. it is my great privilege to introduce to you the new president of professional counsel, Gina Clark. She's going to come give the report today for us. It has been my great honor to serve the college. I have loved this role, and I am passing it into good hands. So I'm going to let Gina step up to the mic and say hello.
Hello, everybody. I am honored and not quite sure I'm going to fill those shoes, but I'm going to do my best, and she promised to help me. So I will announce the new officers, myself as the president. Our vice president will continue to be April Brunning. Our treasurer will be Joanne Berrios. Our secretary is Rutha Corley. Our technology specialist is going to be Ebony McCoy. And our new activity director will be Noah Douglas. And at this time, I'm also going to announce our Professional Spotlight Award, which is going to Kyle Dabney. And I'm going to put these on so I can read. If you look up the meaning of service excellence, you'll find a picture of Kyle. He is ever ready to help out, and is the best part is you can even hear his smile as he speaks. Although busy with his own assigned work, Kyle has never hesitated to put that aside to help others whenever assistance is requested. Also, for system upgrades, Kyle is required to log in and perform tasks at bizarre hours. So for that, he received our Professional Spotlight Award. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Billy Joe, thank you for your service. And last but never least, Paul Capps for Faculty Senate.
I have final exams to give in grade, so this is going to be brief. First of all, Trustee Holness, thank you again. I want to reinforce what Dr. Locklear said. You've always been very kind in acknowledging the faculty. And so on behalf of the faculty, thank you for your service. We, Faculty Senate this month, we capped a fundraising drive. We had a very nice gift basket that we had a raffle for, raised $600, considering that the Senate Student Award we give out is a $500 award. We're $100 to the good, so we're going to look at what we can do to increase that fund. The largest part of the last Faculty Senate meeting a couple weeks ago was a discussion of our new simple syllabus, which is the college's effort to meet the legislation, Florida legislation, that our syllabi be public-facing. You don't have to be a student to look up one of our syllabi and see how the course is run, what books we're using. Also, the cost of the book is included in that, not the cost of the book per se, but the student can look up the book and figure out what it costs from that syllabus. Training on that was Tuesday. first training, and it's not going to happen all of a sudden. We're going to be slowly migrating into this, but we're doing our best, and I think that will honestly wrap up. It's been a great year. Thank you. Again, I will be with you for another 2 years. And for my part, God willing, and the creeks don't rise, I believe, is the saying. So thank you all, and have a great day.
Thank you, Paul. And Gael, our SGA president, is unable to be here today because she is taking finals. So doing what students do. So that concludes the report. And Betty, as you know, just shows your impact on everyone that can't help to just talk about all the great things that you've done. And again, as I said earlier, you've been such a great supporter of the college, myself, the faculty and staff, and just a great ambassador. So I thank you. And as I mentioned to you in our one-on-one, stay in touch, come to our events, and you'll always have a seat.
Thank you, Tom. Rare, but I have four action items or approval items for the board today. So first one is, since Betty is leaving, normally we would perhaps wait until the next regularly scheduled election, but I'm going to be out of the country at the next meeting, so we definitely need to have a vice chair elected. So
I'd like to nominate Bob Lloyd as vice chair.
Excellent. Second. Have a motion and a second. Any others? All right, hearing none. All those in favor of Bob Lloyd as vice chair?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Congratulations, Bob. Big shoes to fill.
I know that.
You know, I have one objection. Okay, you don't look as good as she does. I have
the best. Next, not on the list, but we also need to appoint a board representative to the foundation.
I'd like to nominate Randy Dye.
Excellent. Any others? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. Randy, congratulations. Thank you for doing that. Important role. Foundation is a big supporter of the college, obviously, and it's important that we have one of the board members on that board, so we appreciate that.
Appreciate the confidence.
We also need to approve Dr. Labasso's annual employment contract.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. I think just important to have in the records there that we did obviously benchmark the contract against the other Florida State College presidents. You know, took into effect size of the college. Most importantly, took into into consideration the results we've seen and the performance and the confidence we have in a great leader who always will give credit to other people at the college. But deep down, you need a leader that gets it done, and we're very appreciative of what you do. So, with that, any other questions, discussion on the contract? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Also want to thank Rodney, by the way, in the back there for helping us make sure it was written just so. And then finally, we need to approve our meeting schedule for the 2023-24 year.
So moved.
Second.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. That just, I'm sure we're going to hear a lot of similar comments, and they're well-deserved, but I'll just spend my brief moment talking a little more about Trustee Holness. you could say a lot of great things about Betty, and people have already said that. I think the one thing that I will always remember, in addition to her focus on the mission, is, you know, from the minute you meet Betty, it's clear that her heart is with the students and the college. Now, she recognizes that the faculty drive success. She recognizes that the staff and the leadership play a role. But whenever we're talking about something, at least in my opinion, you can always tell that Betty's thought is about how is it going to impact our students. And for that, I mean, that's why we're in business. That's why we're here. And that's a great thing to see. She's, you know, clearly just so loyal to the college. As she said, when she's out and about, she's constantly asking people, where did you go? Where are you going? She's involved with the Florida college system, with the ACCT and other groups, and just did an amazing job representing us as a vice chair and a trustee, and wanted to say thanks. You know, on a personal note, which again I think sums up Betty as a person, I can't remember what event it was. I think it was the annual dinner, and my wife sat next to Betty for the first time, meeting Betty. And when we left that night, she kind of asked me again, who is Betty? I explained. She goes, she's such a kind and wise woman. And that's just that is a great synopsis, I think, of Betty. So as we've all said, Betty, we're going to miss you, but you're still a part of us. So as Tom said, we hope to see you around at events, and I know we will. So, but best of luck in all you do. So, and with that, I'll turn it over to our new vice chair, Bob Wood. Wow.
Okay. Betty, I just will repeat the refrain of praise and thanks to you for everything that you've done. You've been such a welcoming force for all of us and the new trustees, and we hope that we'll follow your example in our leadership of this great institution. And so best wishes. To Chris Wainwright, I just want to say best of luck to you. It has been a pleasure listening to your reports and seeing the great progress of Daytona State College. I mean, you think about the things that you can now you leave behind and your legacy here. You have a lot for which to be proud, and we're going to miss you and wish you the best of luck at UNF. You know, this is an exciting time. This will be my next week will be Daytona State College's commencement exercises, and I think, man, it's really hitting home this year, but it should for all of us every year. I remember Betty talking about it last year. I had something come up and I couldn't attend. And, you know, she said some things like, you know, it's a big deal. And now I've just attended my daughter's graduation. I get to attend my nephew's graduation this weekend and then attend on Tuesday for all of the college's graduation commencement exercises. And I just think that when you see the fulfillment of the mission, that's where it really happens. And to see the joy in the face of the students and the pride in the faces of the parents and families, that's what it's all about. And so really looking forward to next week, and to everybody in this room and all across campus as you go through final exams and making sure that they get that sheepskin. You know, I think my applause to you, my thanks to you, and really it doesn't happen without all the hard work, but this is the product. This is the final product, and worth everything that we do in this room. So looking forward to next week.
Thank you, Gary.
Well, we all have to talk about Betty. I joined this board in 2014, and Betty was here, and I can't begin to say, reiterate the kindness and humble person that you are. And also, too, if for any of you that have gone to these annual conferences that the ACCT puts on, Betty is known by everybody. There isn't a person in that room that goes to these things on a regular basis that doesn't know Betty and how she has represented us on a national level. Sometimes we forget about, you know, because we think of her locally, but we don't think about her as a national presence for our college. And you talk about pride, she lets them know how great Daytona State is. Truly a great day to be a Falcon. Bob, we're very fortunate to have succession planning is always very important in any organization, and to have you step into that role. I just think it's great and want to congratulate you and thank you for your leadership here in our community. Chris Wainwright, you did not run this by me. Therefore, your resignation and taking the job is null and void by a board. I'll take a motion right now. Seriously, best of luck to you. And I personally have to thank you because all the things that you have done between the student housing project, not to mention I don't know how many buildings we could go on and on in terms of you and your team. But thank you, and up in Palm Coast, what you're doing. And that's going to be a discussion for on the side as far as that goes. But thank you for everything you've done. Amy and really the whole faculty and staff, you know how I also, Betty and I have been, you know, brother and sister in arms about textbooks and the way you constantly work at it. And it's, to me, it's been one of those things where I'm just constantly amazed at what textbooks cost these days in some cases, and the way we have really worked to lower the cost there. I think it would rival what we've done with just tuition itself. And then finally, the legislative priorities. Great job, Tom, by you and everybody involved in terms of getting these things through. And hopefully the governor's pen doesn't see any of our priorities and everything moves on through here very soon. But I think it's great that we've got these things going. And, yes, naming rights are available for the amphitheater.
Thank you. Lloyd?
Betty, you and I came on this board together, and it's been an honor and a privilege to serve with you. I hate to see you go, but I know you'll be around. Thanks for your service, and thanks for being there for this board and this school. Tom, excellent job getting all our funding approved. We're just waiting to make sure the governor's pen doesn't run out of ink to sign on to it.
Send him a new one.
But it's always an honor and a privilege to sit here on this board and to hear the wonderful things that this college is doing. You have a tremendous staff and workers around you. And like I always said to you, doing things. Keep on doing things. Thank you.
Hey, Randy?
Well, I want to spend most of the time I have talking about Betty, but I do want to say, you know, I sit on a lot of boards, and frankly, it just came from brain damage in Detroit over the last, since Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and a part of yesterday. So this is a welcome relief. This experience to see all the positive and everybody working together. And so thank you to everybody. I appreciate the workshops again. I think they're packed full of great information and very interesting. So well done. But more importantly today, you know, I've had the best seat in the house for a long time because I've got to sit beside Betty. And, you know, it's not so. We pay pretty close attention, but every once in a while she'll whisper something to me, and I'll, you know, when she does, it's like a big drum beating. You listen to what Betty has to say. Somebody said recently, I got a nice compliment, but I want to share it with Betty. You know, the world needs more Betty Holdnesses, right? And I think we're fortunate that she decided to spend some of her time here with us, because this is only a small part of the impact Betty's made in her life, right? And our community really has benefited by that example. You know, this is a, I know it's a big deal, but it's kind of it's just an extension of the way you live your life. And man, the world can use a lot more of that example. So please understand that it has not gone unnoticed.
Well said. And Betty, you get the last word today.
Of course.
I had to look around and see you're all talking about me. Okay. But I really appreciate your comments. And as I said, it has been a pleasure and a joy to be able to work with you, to get to know each of you. And as I said, we may not have gotten this closeness had we not been the board together. And that has truly been a blessing. And I keep saying with the faculty, you chose and you're at the best school in the state. We have a wonderful leader. And the supporting staff, Lynn and Tracy and the young ladies, you keep us on target, and we appreciate all of your hard work and efforts. The workshop today was wonderful. When you go back and look at how our enrollment is going, we're doing a great job. And like I said, every time we come here, you think you know what's happening, but every time we have a workshop, we learn a little bit more and see the tweaking and see the constant of working together. This is a faculty that works together. You guys communicate. You talk about things. You're creative in your ideas. You're always looking for ways to be economical, so as we said, too, for our students. We keep it at a price where they can afford to come. How many people can go? Is it 12 years now or 13? 12 years we've kept the same tuition? 13?
One decrease, right?
And one decrease.
And one decrease. How many places can say that? You know, and looking at and still maintain the quality of education that we provide. It marvels my mind when I go back and think as things are going up, we're still maintaining that level and making it accessible for our students. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to miss all of you. And as our paths cross, if you see me somewhere, please say hello and stop me. But it's just been a pleasure getting to know you.
You know, we oftentimes don't have any public input.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A little public input.
You're a public input person. And don't forget to laugh. As I tell people, laughter is what keeps you going. When things get down, you've got to see something to bring that smile back to you. And they said, what's your youthful look? I stay away from negative people. When people they say, you look so young. I said, well, when I see people going negative, I just find a way to avoid them or get out of myself. So don't let yourself stand a space where people are just constantly giving you negativity, because it can always be turned around. I don't believe in the word can't. You don't hear me say can't, because I think everything can be accomplished. It may take a little bit longer, but you can accomplish anything. The word can is not part of my vocabulary. It should not be part of yours as you work together. Again, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate getting to know each of you, and I love this college. Thank you.
We love you, too.
We love you, too. Yeah. Definitely hear that wisdom in your last board comment. So, again, we appreciate it. And Randy, I'm going to let you close the meeting with the official
Go Betty Holness.
There we go.